Book 9, The Book of Eternal Night. Canto 2, The Journey in Eternal Night. This is my silent dark immensity. This is the home of everlasting night. This is the secrecy of nothingness, entombing the vanity of life's desires. Hast thou beheld thy source, O transient heart, and known from what the dream thou art was made? Is this dark sincerity of nude emptiness? Hopest thou still always to last in love? The woman answered not. Her spirit refused the voice of night that knew and death that thought. In her beginningless infinity, through her soul's reaches unconfined she gazed. She saw the undying fountains of her life. She knew herself eternal, without birth. But still opposing her with endless night, death, the dire god, inflicted on her eyes the immortal calm of his tremendous gaze. Although thou hast survived the unborn void, which never shall forgive while time endures, the primal violence that fashioned thought, forcing the immobile vast to suffer and live, this sorrowful victory only hast thou won, to live for a little without Satyavan. What shall the ancient goddess give to thee, who helps thy heartbeats? Only she prolongs the nothing dreamed existence and delays with the labor of living thy eternal sleep. A fragile miracle of thinking clay, armed with illusions, walks the child of time. To fill the void around, he feels and dreads. The void he came from and to which he goes, he magnifies his self and names it God. He calls the heavens to help his suffering hopes. He sees above him, with a longing heart, bare spaces more unconscious than himself, that have not even his privilege of mind, and empty of all but their unreal blue, and peoples them with bright and merciful powers. For the sea roars around him, and earth quakes beneath his steps, and fire is at his doors, and death prowls baying through the woods of life. Moved by the presences with which he yearns, he offers in implacable shrines his soul, and clothes all with the beauty of his dreams. The gods who watch the earth with sleepless eyes and guide its giant stumblings through the void have given to man the burden of his mind. In his unwilling heart they have lit their fires and sown in it incurable unrest. His mind is a hunter upon tracks unknown, amusing time with vain discovery. He deepens with thought the mystery of his fate, and turns to song his laughter and his tears. His mortality vexing with the immortal's dreams, troubling his transience with the infinite's breath, they gave him hungers which no food can fill. He is the cattle of the shepherd gods. His body and tether with which he is tied, they cast for fodder, grief and hope and joy. His pasture ground they have fenced with ignorance. Into his fragile, undefended breast, they have breathed the courage that is met by death. They have given a wisdom that is mocked by night. They have traced a journey that foresees no goal. Aimless man toils in an uncertain world, lulled by inconstant pauses of his pain, scourged like a beast by the infinite desire, bound to the chariot of the dreadful gods. But if thou still canst hope and still wouldst love, return to thy body's shell, thy tie to earth, and with thy heart's little remnants try to live. Hope not to win back to thee, Satyavan.